In 1917, on this day, because of circumstances, mostly persecution and political circumstances, perhaps not different from those which we will encounter shortly in this country, the Blessed Mother appeared. So it was several days after the usual time, and she appeared in the hills near Fatima. Today also, we celebrate the feast of a great Marian saint, St. John Eudes. St. John was born in Ries in the Diocese of Sens in the year 1600. And he was educated and entered the seminary. He entered the seminary under the great teacher, who unfortunately has not been canonized or beatified, St. Jean de Beruel, who was a teacher of many, many others besides him. And he was a reformer of the oratory of St. Philip Neri in France. Many, many wonderful things came from him. In fact, one of the things that we have that are indirectly from him is the Imitation of Christ by Thomas a Kempis, who also has not been canonized for whatever reason, mostly political reasons, which unfortunately are too important in the church on this earth. St. John was ordained, and he began his ministry with the Berulian Oratory, and then something prompted him. On the one hand, something was going on that he didn't like, and on the other hand, he received the inspiration to start a new group. In fact, he would begin three new groups: the Congregation of the Most Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, one of priests, and another one of sisters, of not nuns, but sisters. And then also the congregation, and from that congregation have come many saints, of Our Lady of Charity of the Refuge. In the meantime, he began to teach the theology that we later on would receive more fully from St. Margaret Mary after the apparition of the Sacred Heart, of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it was he who wrote the liturgies for the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which received approbation from the Holy Father. He died in the year 1680 after many tribulations. And he did have so many, and nevertheless, he persevered, and we hope and pray that we too persevere. One of the things about St. John Eudes is that those young men who are now in the seminary, who have trained in the beginning of their vocation under me, they had to read with me the book about the priesthood of St. John Eudes. And it is a very heavy book. And some people would say, aren't you afraid that you're going to scare them off? And I said, well, if they can take this, they can take anything. And indeed, St. John Eudes is very, very strict. And so it is interesting, when they went to their respective seminaries, they were told to read that, and they said, we already have. And they marveled, and they wondered who it was that led them in that direction. And it was I. And so we give thanks to God for St. John Eudes, and for Our Lady of Fatima, who appeared on this day belatedly in 1917, her fourth apparition at Fatima. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.